Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So for those of you that know, I know that you already got into your set place and you have your prayer list. For those of you that are new, yes, we start this broadcast off with prayer. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. So if you have a prayer list, go ahead and get your prayer list and let's begin to war. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we give you all praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we give you all honor, glory, and glory to your holy name. Father, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O Lord, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Father, we're thanking you for being merciful, loving, and Father God, a God of many chances, Lord. Father, we thank you when you say that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Father, we give you all praise, Lord. Father God, knowing that there is no other God but you, O Lord. Father, as you see prayer lists hold before you this day, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for salvation. We're thanking you for healing. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for intervening, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for deliverance this day, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Father, for making ways out of no ways this day, Lord. Father, we fail not to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Heavenly Father, I hold before you every watchman, prayer warrior, intercessor, leader, Father, that is warring and interceding, O God, and others' behalf this day, Lord. Father, I ask you to see the blood covering them, Lord. Father, I ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, O God. Father, I ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about them this day, O God. O God, I ask you right now, Lord, Father, to supply all their needs this day, Lord. Father, continue to see the blood covering them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Caitlin, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we're thanking you for bringing her through her surgery, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to strengthen her body this day, Lord, Father. Touch. Heal her this day, Lord, Father, for you say by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you for showing up and showing out for her, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you, Lord, Father, for letting nothing, Lord, Father God, happen, Lord, Father. Father, I ask you this day, Lord, Father, as you continue to recover, Lord, Father, your supernatural strength is needed, Lord. Touch her body, Lord, Father. Father, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Chaney, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, to touch, Lord, Father God, that fractured hand, Lord, knowing, O God, that nothing is too hard for you, O God. Father, you can put every bone back together, Lord, Father, because, Father, that's the God that you are. And, Father, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, Father, for her healing and ministering angels, O God, standing God round about her as well, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruth, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we're thanking you for your supernatural strength and your healing virtue this day, O God. Father, strengthen her like never before, Lord, Father. Father, we give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you all praise, O God. Knowing, Lord, Father, if it was not for you this day, Lord, Father, we can truly say, where would we be? So, Father, I thank you for hearing and answering prayers, Lord. I thank you for touching Ruth this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minister Carolyn Dawson, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we speak healing, Lord, Father God, to her knee, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that no place in the body, Lord, Father God, that you cannot touch and heal, Lord, Father. Father, allow her healing and ministering angels, Lord, Father, to encamp round about her this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that she will have no more problems, Lord, Father God, with that knee, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Melba Williams, Lord. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, as we come against Alzheimer's this day, Lord, Father, and all the tentacles that go along with it, Lord, Father. Father God, do it for her this day, Lord. There is nothing that you can't reverse, Lord, Father, or stop, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Karen, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, I pray continual favor, Lord, Father, for her, Lord, Father God, on her job, Lord, Father. Father God, with the people this day, Lord, Father. I thank you, Lord, Father, for keeping that hedge of protection round about her, O God. Father, I thank you for seeing the blood covering the doorposts of her home this day, Lord, Father. Father God, use her mightily this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden H., Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father God, we ask you to intervene right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, in those subjects that he is having problems with, Lord, Father, guide his thoughts, Lord, Father. Take him to another dimension in you, O God. And, Father, we dispatch his warring and ministering angels, O God, to stand God round about him this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kaisha, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we dispatch her warring and ministering angels, O God, to stand God round about her, Lord, Father. Order her steps this day, Lord, Father. Elevate her mindset this day, Lord, Father God, in you, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Maddie, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, I ask you to see the blood covering, Lord, Father God, the doorposts of that home this day, Lord, Father. Father God, you know what she's in need of, Lord. And Father, we're asking you this day, O God, to intervene on her behalf this day, Lord, Father. Give her, O God, the peace that passes all understanding, letting her know that there is nothing too hard for you this day, Lord, Father, if she can only believe this day, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for touching her body right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And we thank you, O God, for your supernatural strength resting, ruling, and abiding in her and through her this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those, O God, that have lost loved ones, Lord. Father God, you said you will not leave us comfortless, O God. And we're thanking you and glorifying you, O God, for the comforter, Lord Father, comforting them this day, Lord Father. And Father, let them remember the good times, Lord Father, the time, Lord Father God, that you have given them, Lord Father, to spend with their loved ones, Lord. Father God, help us, O God, never to take no one or nothing for granted this day, Lord Father, not even you, O God. And Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day, O Lord. Father God, I hold before you the speaker of the hour, Bishop John Porter, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And I said, no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. Father God, I ask you to decrease him, O God, as you increase in him this day, Lord Father. Father God, I thank you for using him to bring forth the word, Lord Father. Father God, I ask that you give the people them, Lord Father, the ears to hear, Lord Father, and a heart to receive the word, Lord. Unstop those deaf ears. Break up that stony heart, Lord Father. Father God, that they may run, Lord Father God, with that word this day, Lord Father. Telling others, Lord Father, about the word this day, Lord. Father, we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise because you woke us up this morning, O God. Clothed in our right mind, O God. Father, we're not standing today, Lord Father, in judgment, Lord Father. But, Father, you give us life and that more abundantly, Lord Father. So, Father, I ask you today, O God, to use us to be a light in someone's darkness today, Lord Father. Father God, guide us, Lord Father. And as we open our mouth to speak, Lord Father, speak through us this day, Lord Father. And, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, canceling every and any assignment, O God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for showing up and showing out. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this broadcast on this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus as we speak healing, deliverance, Lord Father, and salvation this day, Lord. Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Pour out your anointing, Lord Father. Let it flow through the airways this day, Lord Father. Father God, that it may not just touch who is listening now, Lord Father, but those, oh God, that are listening on a later date, Lord Father. And, Father, we fail not to give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know you are thanking God. You're praising God wherever you are because you know what? He woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. Do you know how many people didn't wake up this morning? Yet, he found favor upon you and he woke you up. Not just you, but your loved ones up as well. You didn't get a phone call and say, this loved one passed away or your friend passed away. He gave them yet another day to get it right, to do his will, to accept him into their life, knowing that no day is promised to us, no time, no second, no minute is promised to us. Will you be ready today when he calls your name? Are you prepared today if he calls your name today? Because remember, there is no forgiveness in the grave. You cannot say in the grave, Lord, forgive me. I want you to come into my life. No, because you have the opportunity now, while there is life in your body. because when darkness comes, there is no more light in that body. That is it. That is something for you to think about. Your mommy, your daddy, your brother, your sister, anybody, not even the very pastor can preach you into heaven. So examine yourself today. If you have not accept the Lord into your life today, don't let the day go by without you doing so. Don't let it go by without you doing so. Amen. I am not the speaker of the hour. I will give you the word of encouragement and then bring on the speaker of the hour. Amen. The mentor can be identified by four things: by restraining you from wrongdoing, guiding you toward good actions, telling you what you ought to know, and showing you the path to heaven. Let me read that again. The mentor can be identified by four things: by restraining you from wrongdoing, guiding you towards good actions, telling you what you ought to know, and showing you the path to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am trusting that you have already called your friend, you text your friend, and you told them to come on and hear this awesome man of God bring forth what God has him to say today to his people. For those of you that are listening on other devices, the call-in number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. You can press that number 1. You may have a question, in need of prayer. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to encourage the man of God. You may even have that praise report. Press that number 1. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. For those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number 1. We serve an awesome and powerful God, and we just can't wait to hear that word. So I know for those of you that are new on here, this is your first time, let me tell you, this is an awesome man of God. He will bring forth the word in season, out of season. You call him and ask him a question, and he will give you the word in that conversation. I enjoy talking with him. You can call him and you can say, Bishop Porter, I need prayer. Can you pray for me, with me? And he is right there. It's good when you can pick up the phone and call that man or woman of God and you can have a conversation with them. You don't have to go through a secretary. You don't have to go through bodyguards. But you know what? You get that direct line to them, just like you get that direct line to our Father, which is in heaven, that we do not use. That we do not use. So I'm glad that not just only that I have his direct number, I have other direct numbers that I can call and I can touch and agree with them. They can touch and agree with me. And most of all, the most important one, that direct call that you can call to heaven to speak to your Father. So prepare your heart and your mind. Tune your ears today to hear what this man of God has given him to say to the people today. I will now decrease and bring forward the man of God, Bishop John Porter.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I do give honor to God, who is the head of my life, who is my life. I thank and praise God, amen, for all that he have done. And you know he have brought us thus far by faith. And I realize that his grace and his mercy is able to carry us on. All praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord for the pastor, for this ministry, Pastor George Bond, Logan International Ministry pastor. Amen. Thank God, amen, for Evangelist Urissa. Thank God, amen, for the host, amen, of this radio broadcast, Time to Talk About It. And man, Minister Diane Benjamin, to her husband, just thank God. Praise the Lord for each and every one of you, amen, listening, amen, at this hour. And as she said, on a later date, you can always go back, man, and listen at the broadcast, because it's recorded. And I just thank God, amen. And I want to just thank God, wherever you may be, you can always, she'll give you the link, and always go back and praise God. And this ministry, praise God, is about kingdom work. We is about your soul. And as she said, amen, there's one thing about Logion. Man, if you call, we're going to pray. And I just thank God, amen, because we are concerned about your soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is kingdom work. Man, we give all the glory, all the honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, it's all about him. Amen. There's not no self here. Man, we are workmen together. Amen. Knowing that we're unity, there's strength. And this is what this ministry is all about. Praise God. We want you to be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and in good health. Amen. The Lord promises that. Am I right? All praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, what I do for one, I do for all. He don't say I'm no respected person. And I just thank God for that. So this is what the ministry is all about. And it's, you know, if you feel, amen, like you want to ask a question, as she say, amen, call in. Praise God. And one thing about it, if I don't have it, I'm like her. I have other brothers and sisters in the gospel. We talk and go to, and amen, my spiritual son, amen. I tell you, he is a Bible man. Praise God. That Ella Carl Bowling, I pray you ask him. He's going to take you to the word. And this is what I like about him. He's going to give you what thus saith the Lord. And that's what I like about a man, a woman of God. There ain't no opinion. Opinion ain't in the Bible. Well, you know, somebody, if you don't believe me, call in and show me I repent. Your feelings not in there, but I can show you what faith is. And the word of God say, our God, his eyes go to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for faith in the earth. You want to move God in your life, you got to show him some faith. Minister Diane, the Lord changed my message, praise God, and I just thank God for what he gave me today, praise God. I got to get ready for Sunday also. But today, amen, for you and the listeners, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God. How many know, amen, when you stand on the promises of God, that promise is victory? Do y'all believe that? And that's all our God is asking us to do, praise the Lord. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now, standing on the promises of God. Why standing? Because that's what he expects us to do, praise God, when we know Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. So we stand on that. And if he spoke it, don't you know he able to fund it? He's God. You say, no, man, you can't get to glory. You got to go through Jesus Christ. The religious world don't want to accept it, but, hey, I'm sorry. Praise God. Man, I hope before it get too late, as Minister Diane said, ain't no repenting in the grave. When you bow before the Lord, you're going to say, Lord, I'm sorry, it's too late. It's too late. So don't let it be too late. Man, today is the day of salvation. Praise the Lord. Again, our text is standing on the promises of God. And if you have your Bibles, praise the Lord, we'd like for you to turn with us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. We're going to read a few scriptures, praise God, and go from there in the name of Jesus. In Deuteronomy, chapter 8, beginning at verse 1, and all the commandments which I command thee this day, should you observe to do, that you may live and multiply. I want you to remember them two words, live and, notice and is a conjunction. When he said one thing, and means he's going to say some more, that you may live and multiply. And then he said, and again. So God doing a lot of talking to Moses, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. He got to keep his covenant. He got to keep his word. Ain't you glad about that, that we serve a God, praise God, that keep his word, that if he spoke it, he able to perform it? He said that you should live and multiply. And there's something else, Minister Diane, that caught my eye. He say all the commandments. You got to keep all God's commandments. You can't get nothing out of all but what? All, am I right? Which I command thee what day? This day. Notice how God's word is always present tense. He's speaking now. This is why he say, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. All praise God. And he also said that his word would not go out and return to him void. See? That flew over my head. No, it's time now to get it in your heart, the word of God. Amen. This is why we ask you to turn with us or write the scriptures down so you can go back and read it at your devotion time. It's always time, praise God, but take time out to read the word of God. This is what's going to carry us through. But he say, all the commandments which I command thee this day. See? Notice how God's word is present tense. If you read it tomorrow, it'll be for that day. If you read it next week, it'll be for that day. Whenever you read it, notice it's always say this day, not past tense. All praise God. I like that. All right. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, say this. Now, therefore, hearken, mean, listen, O Israel, unto the statutes, the laws, and unto the judgment which I teach you, for to do them that you may live, there go again, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers give you. Notice he is saying to us this morning, this to go and possess the land. See, he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to have the best of everything. Quit looking at the negative side of it and begin to think positive, believe positive, to believe God's word, that if he say go and possess it, he wants you to have it. Go back and take everything that the devil took from us, huh? Come on here. In the name of Jesus. Back to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 say, and thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God lead thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart. See what God searched? Ain't you glad that we serve a God that searched the heart and he knows what's in the minds of our spirit? And he say, He searched the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl. And I thank God, amen. Man judged the outer appearance, but something that they done heard. Oh, I thank God that we serve a God that sit high and look low, and he sees the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, and he knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Oh, praise God. And he's doing great things right now for somebody that you will not leave off, amen, this radio broadcast. Time to talk about it today. The same way that you come on. That's why you can lift up your head and be encouraged. He said, whether thou wilt keep his commandments or no. Have you made up your mind? Is your heart fixed? That for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Commandments. Hey, it's something that we got to do. He said, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. He's not going to do it all. Oh, hello, somebody. He's not going to do it all. It's something that we must do. See? We got to meet the Lord, and he's always there. I often say it with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let them come. Praise the Lord. But he said, the Lord God had led thee 40 years in the wilderness. They were there 40 years. And why? Because of stiff neck, rebellious, hard-hearted, complaining, grumbling, mumbling, finding fault, and always against the leader. And it's funny when things going right, but you can shout and praise the Lord, tap, and people got to make a circle around you and everything, speaking in tongue. But, oh, when things start going wrong in the church, well, he's the pastor, or she's the pastor. Well, you got that right. You think you can do a better job? They're going to say the same thing about you. Well, you's the pastor. Come on here now. Why? Because you reap what you sow. This is why it's good to sow some good seed. If you sow love, love going to come back. If you sow joy, joy going to come back. If you sow peace, peace going to come back. Whatever you reap, that you should also you sow, that you also reap. You're gonna reap it. It's coming back. If you sow backstabbing and ill toward feelings and jealousy and all that, and pointing fingers and always talking about somebody, the same way that you talking about somebody, somebody talking about you, and God got a rod at all of us. That's why I'm glad, praise God. No one is exempt. But he said he led them through the wilderness for 40 years to humble thee, see, and to prove thee. God want to prove you. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now, to know what was in your heart. He already know. See, you can't fool him. I just told you, praise God. This is why it's good. When you're not doing, amen, all God commandments, all you got to do is repent. Say, Lord, I'm falling short. I missed the mark. Lord, bring me up where I'm weak. Strengthen me, oh God. Prop me up on every leaning side. You know what's in my heart. And when you do that, man, the Lord put it in the sea of unforgiveness. He forget about it. He's not like man. He ain't going to never bring it up and throw it up in your face. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that? He'll love you with an everlasting love. He'll love you unconditional. He didn't turn his back on Israel. But his consequences for sin, they had to pay consequences. And the more God blessed them, the worse they got. Is that you? But are you a one that's standing on the promises of God? Verse 3 say, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. See? Sometimes he calls you to have lack. He calls, amen, things to come, praise God, against you and against your family. He's not doing it, but you got an adversary. The devil can't do nothing until he get permission from Almighty God. Praise God. And he's yet, the word of God say, is the accuser of the brethren. And he always got his eyes on you that is saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. Got your mind made up, your heart fixed, that you're serving the Lord. You're paying your tithes. You're doing everything that the Word of God say do. And the enemy, he do you just like he's doing Job. Huh? The only reason why you bless him, because you got a hedge around. But if you take that hedge down, I'll show you something. I have them to leave the church. They're going to be talking and criticizing. They don't want to go to church no more. They're going to find fault, not even in the pastor, but in one another. Oh, praise God. But I thank God. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Didn't say hell will come up, but it won't prevail. Oh, that's why you can stand on the promises of God. Huh? Ain't no time now to be leaving the church. What are you going to leave the church for? You're going to leave the church to go back in a troubled world? We're living in dangerous times. You can get shot any way that you go. You're not safe in the store. You're not safe, praise God, in a restaurant. Our children are not safe in schools. You're not safe in the doctor's office. They had a shooting in the doctor's office. Huh? They're shooting up everything. They had a shooting. I was watching the news the other day at a bus stop in Philadelphia. Huh? See? Riding this bus, people going to work or going their daily occupation, daily chores or whatever. They got to duck and hide from getting shot on a bus. So you're not safe anywhere but in Jesus Christ. This is why now it's time to stand on the promises of God. The only safe place for you and I is in this universe, is in Jesus. Have you accepted him? He didn't say you were going to have no trouble in the world. He said in the world you're going to have trials and tribulation. And he said all these things will happen. He said not one tittle of his word will fall to the ground. To all be fulfilled. Sure, the devil got to show his red, ugly head. The spirit of Antichrist. But oh, when you stand on the promise of God, we don't dwell on the problem and the situation, condition going on. Because it's not going to get any better. Huh? The word tells us we are living in the last days. And the last days mean from now on. That means it's not going to get any better. Huh? Everything corrupt. Every time you turn, it's something corrupt. Somebody turns over on somebody. But thank God, Jesus see it all. Ain't you glad that he see it all? And one thing about the devil, he can't go no further than God alive. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Verse 3 says, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. Then I tell you, when thank God for a leader that trusts God, when the people is murmuring, complaining, finding fault, pastor, he praying for you, visiting you, care about your soul, ain't half paying your tithes. But God make a way when the pastor pray for you to turn that negative into a positive, that bad situation to make some good out of it. God heal your body, and you still won't get up and testify, still won't call in and tell the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He fed them with manna. They out there in the wilderness. They didn't have no store to go to. Y'all ought to help me here. Huh? They didn't even have street lights. The Bible said that God led them by a pillar or cloud by day. That was their guide. They kept their eyes on the cloud. And a pillar of fire by night. They didn't have no street lights. Can you imagine them scorpions and snakes out there in that desert? And why it was in the daytime, can you, ain't no shade trees. Huh? Can y'all imagine that? Think about it now. We don't want to walk nowhere now. Oh, yeah, you walk around the block, and I walk 2 miles. But they did it for 40 years. Oh, y'all, Lord, they helped me here. All right. Verse 3 saying, he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knew not. See, they didn't have nothing. Neither did thy father know, that he might make thee known that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Oh, praise God. Then I tell you, you can stand on the promises of God. If God said it, you can have it. He able to perform it. But our problem is patience. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Hold up your head. Quit crying. Quit murmuring. Stop. Tell your family everything going to be all right. God going to do it. Praise God. Speak life. Speak blessings upon yourself and upon your family. Huh? Stop talking so negative. Oh, you're speaking it upon yourself. But, oh, when you speak blessings upon yourself, God will do it. But it's come with some condition, some benefit. You got to keep God's commandments. Something that you got to do. You're not going to do it all. You can't. They always say, and to me it don't make sense. You want your cake and eat it too. Why give me the cake if I can't eat it? That don't make sense. But people use that term. To me it don't make sense. I stop saying it. You don't give me the cake and then I can't eat it. Huh? If you give me something, I'm going to accept it. I thank God that it's a blessing. You're going to give me the cake and then I can't eat the cake? Uh-uh. No. You give me that cake and it look good and sure enough, if I taste it. But man should not just live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of the Lord does man live. Look at that. Look at that. We stand on the promises of God because everything God spoke going to come to pass, and he wants you and I to have it. Care what nobody say. And it's his will that every family in the earth be blessed. Yeah, I'm no respected person. Man have cliques and they have their little buddies and favoritism, and God ain't in that. See, the more you run around and do all that kind of stuff, God bless them the more. That's what all God going to do. He open more doors for them. See? And then you still in the same rut, running your mouth, talking, and just like a merry-go-round. Round and round you go. Where it stop, nobody know. Get off that merry-go-round. It's time now, amen, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much we know, your labor is not in vain. Oh, you can stand on the promises of God. God spoke his word. He going to do it. We live by God's word when you are in Christ Jesus. That's why it's good to know him. Do you know the Lord? Come on, be honest with yourself now. It's time now to come out half-stepping. Either you believe or you don't. You either save or you're not. You either got the Holy Ghost or you don't. There ain't no scrawling no fence and I'm on this side, I'm on that side. No, You're either in or you're out. Ain't no in between. When we talk about God, we think spiritual first. Why, Bishop? I'm glad you asked. Oh, you begin to ask questions. Because God is a spirit, and he looked for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. Verse 4 says, thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy feet swell these 40 years. Look at there. Told you they didn't have no car. God took town. Some of us can't walk three blocks before we're going to have to stop and rest our feet, take your shoes off. Come on now. Be honest. That sun hot? Notice now they in the desert. They out there walking, and God taking care. First he fed them. Now he taking care of his feet. Why? Because they're walking. Look at God. Give them the most important part that they need. And he always said in his word, Philippians 4 and 19, that he will supply your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All praise God. See, then he said you can live by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. We live by it. See? We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. He strengthened you and I right now, even as his word going forth. The more we talk about him, the more he blesses us. The more we call on the name of Jesus, is more power, because it's power in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance. There's healing. Whatever we need is in Jesus Christ. The word said there is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus. If you want to go from earth to glory, wherever you at, whatever part of the world you're in, you've got to go through Jesus. Jesus is God, and God is Jesus. He said, me and my Father are one. Can't separate them. They're asking Jesus, where you come from? He said, I came out from God. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. That's why he said, I got power to lay my life down, and I got power to pick it up again. Oh, glory, on seeing, on knowing God. And he'll give us that same power, that same authority. Oh, when he suffered, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary, went down into a low world, but he just didn't lay there. Come up on the third morning, look back at the grave and said, oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? And ascended back to glory. Now he's sitting on the right-hand side of God, the Father Almighty, making intercession for us. And when we pray and call on the name of the Jesus, oh, he helps us out. The Spirit makes intercession for us. But we know not what we ought to pray for. But the Spirit within us does the work. Oh, he know what you need even before we ask. But he said ask. That's why we pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes condition. Prayer changes people. Prayer changed us. Prayer. He is a prayer. If Jesus had to pray, what about you? What about me? Jesus had to pray. And don't say we can't make it, because Jesus prayed the prayer. Read St. John chapter 17. Read it, the whole entire chapter. Pray for his disciples. Then he prayed for us, as many that believe on me, on my name. You believe on that name, you can make it. Didn't I tell you, every word that proceeded out the mouth of God, the Lord, does man live. Oh, my God. Standing on the promises of God. All his feet didn't even swell. 40 years. Verse 5, thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as man chases his son, so the Lord God chases thee. See? Where you going? How you going to outrun God? When you get where you're going, tired and all that type of stuff, God is there waiting on you. And God don't divorce you. We divorce him. We leave him. We think we divorce him because he said, I'm married to the backslider. Is you a backslider? Where you going? I don't go back to church. Well, where you going? Wherever you go, the Lord there. All your good times and whatever you think you're doing and the Lord taking care of you while you out the ark to safety. So you know you should have been dead, sleeping in your grave. but God then had mercy on you. You know why? Because prayers of the righteous. Somebody in your family is standing on the promises of God. That's why we pray for ye for one another. Minister Diane Austin says all the time, we are each and other brothers and sisters keepers. We pray ye for one another. This is what it's all about, caring for one another. And the Lord cares for us all. Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. And he yet with outstretched arm, waiting on you, saying, whosoever will, come unto me, all you that are labored and heavy laden, and you'll find rest. You know you need some rest. Ain't you tired, sick and tired? Huh? I don't know what to do. Huh? Your back up against the wall, piling up? Huh? Your head down? Husband and wife arguing and fussing? Lord, what you have me to do? It's time. Talk to the Lord. Lord, show me where I'm going wrong. Show me. Bring me out. Whatever you say, Lord, I do. And I guarantee you, you open up the book, he'll tell you right way you need to be in his word. Everything that we need is in the word of God. Then he say, I'll supply all your needs according to his riches. When we think about God, I'm going to tell you again, we think spiritual first. Huh? He's not calm. He don't get any all that calm. You know? This is what I think. This is my opinion. God ain't all that. Opinions and all that is various. Everybody got an opinion of what they think. But the word of God is God's infallible word. If he spoke it, praise God, and give it to holy men that they was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Standing on the promises of God. Verse 6, therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, see that, and to fear him. That fear means reverence. It ain't like fear to be scared of him like the boogeyman. If you do wrong, you're going to flatten you down, knock you down. But that fear means reverence. And if you love the Lord God like you say, you're going to come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. You separate yourself. The command is to be separate. Command all the commandments of the Lord. That means separating yourself from sin. The wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. All praise God. He's always there. He's always there. Both going to get some pay. The wages of sin. Wages, that's pay. Keep on. You ain't got to change. I don't believe that. You ain't got to. We praying that you do change heart and change your mind. If you so far and keep on, God turn you over to a reprobated mind. That's in his word too. Then you can get back. See? You want me to say it again? Yeah. Keep dibbling, dabbling, get so far out there. God turn you over to a reprobated mind. Don't have your way. Stiff neck, rebellious, can nobody tell you nothing. Hard hearted. And you see the blessings of God. You see God moving in your life. You see things. Praise God, how God done move. And God turned your situation. But yet, you won't obey his word and trust him. Praise God with your life. But when you take a well-made up mind and your heart had to be fixed, you can stand on the promises of God. For the Lord thy God, verse 7, for the Lord thy God, bringing thee into a, look at here, good land. See what God want to do for you? If you quit fighting and, and fussing and looking at everybody and always complaining and finding fault and stop it, murmuring you up under your boy. I wish you shut up. I ain't gonna shut up next. When the Lord thy God bringing thee into a good land, a land of the brook of water, of fountains and depth that spring out of the valley and hills. Oh, my God. See, he want to bring you to a good land. He want to give you a good place to live where it be peace. Trouble all around. Trouble ain't going to stop now. It's all around you. Mm-hmm. But your blood cover, his blood cover, your house. His blood cover, your car. Up and down the dangers in the busy highway. You look on that unconcerned progressive driver for you. When every other people out there ripping and running and flying by you, then I go to man, give them tickets and stuff. The man stop you, and God give you favor. So I'm going to let you go this time with a warning. Don't you know that's favor from God? Especially when you're wrong. I had it happen to me one time, me and Deacon Mike. And I was going across a little drawbridge, and I came down pretty fast. And the man had his radar gun. And he pulled me over. And I pulled over, and he came up to the car. And he said, "You know the reason I stopped you?" I said, "No." He said, "You were doing 40 miles an hour in a 30-mile speed zone." He said, "Let me see your driving license and registration." And I handed it to him. Real nice. And he went, he said, "I'll be right back." He went and checked my record out. He came back. He handed me the ticket. He said, "Just a warning." He saw where I had a good record. And you know I gave him a fist. I said, "Now, these are the type of stuff that need to be done on cops." I sure did. And he smiled. Young guy. He saw the police is not bad. And I was dead wrong. Michael said, "He sure had you, Bishop." Said, "You ain't had a leg to stand." Say, "I know." He said, "You were doing it." He said, "Because I looked at your speed meter. I was doing 40 and 30 miles. That's 10 miles over the limit. If he'd have given me the ticket, what could I say?" See, thank God for favor. See what I'm saying? When you're on the Lord's side, God give you favor. I ain't no money to be paying for no tickets, and I got all the other bills and stuff I'm facing. And some of you doing that praising out there, driving like you ain't got good sense, and got a gun in the car, and got beer and liquor and dope and all that kind. What do you think going to happen to you? Come on now. And then you got to call your family to get you out. They got to put the house up and all this up. Oh, yeah. Then you got to go back to court, and if you don't show up, they lose their house and their car and everything else. Still get out and go right back doing the same crazy stuff. See? That's why I tell folks the jailhouse is such a bad place. And when they lock you down, keep the devil from killing you out there. But thank God, when God did you favor, see, he always have a way to bring you out. That is mighty sweet. To obey God commandments, we'll do this by obeying. And what I'm going to do right here, I'm going to give you six reasons. I'm going to give you six reasons why we should keep God's commandments and obey his word every step of the way. You've got your pencil and paper, get ready. Number one is our hearts. How do we do it with our hearts? By loving him more than any relationship or activity or achievement or possession. I'm going to read it again. I know it was kind of fast. By loving him more than any relationship. Put God first. God want to be first and foremost. God want to be loved first. He want to be honored first. His words say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. See, the benefits that come with them when you accept Christ first. Don't put the cart before the horse. You got to get Jesus Christ, and all the benefits come with it. One more time. Our hearts. That's number one, by loving him. You don't accept him more than any relationship, whether than husband or wife, children, family, your job activity, your job, achievement, or what you're trying to achieve, or your possessions, what you got. Don't put your possession before God. Okay? Number two, our will. Our will. I'll say it like this. He gives us free will by committing ourselves completely to him. See? See how simple it is? He gives you free will. See? He wants you to love him like he loved you. That's why he said, whosoever will, let them come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. Now, in this troubled world, every day not going to be Sunday. But, oh, when we going on to be with him, when he said, come on up, that good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Every day will be Sunday and Sabbath, we'll have no end. But he give us free will. And that free will, when used on his side, by committing ourselves or yourself completely to him. Okay? Number three, your mind, our mind. To seek him, have a well-made-up mind. Seek, that seek means serious. How serious are you about this thing? Be seeking to know him and his word. How much do you study God's word? Not read it. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show God approved. A workman under God need not to be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of truth. So his principles and values from the foundation of all we think and do. See? Our minds. See? Number four. Our bodies. Okay? By recognizing that our strength, watch this now, talent and sexuality are given to us by God to be used for pleasure and fulfillment according to his rules, not ours. God have rules and regulation too. That's why he say, keep my commandments, all my commandments. That's God's rule. Well, that's too deep. Well, how come? No, I say, don't start looking for excuses and a way out to wiggle out. You can't wiggle your way out of God's word. Just quit trying to figure it out and just stand. We are in a fleshly body. I'm going to read it again. By recognizing that our strength and talent and sexuality are given to us by God to be used for pleasure and fulfillment according to his rules, not ours. Not your rule. Well, I've been doing pretty good. Well, you're okay. He's going to catch up with you. Like I told you, you're out the ark of safety. That's you. It's the prayers of the righteous. That's why we're on this prayer line, the wailing wall, every Friday night. While you sleep or having a good time and whatever. There's one thing about a nighthawk. He stay up all type of night. You know, a nighthawk don't go no sleep. But when it's time to pray, people hollering by, that's too late, 11 o'clock. I go to bed with the chickens. When the sun go down, you don't see no chicken. If you see a chicken walking around at night, there's something wrong with that chicken. Somebody call in and tell me, you ever seen a chicken? When it's dark, you see a chicken. Everything in there cool. They don't even make no noise. You don't hear nothing. But early in the morning, you're going to hear that rooster crowing. I mean, it's time to get up. But oh, y'all ought to help me here. So now as it is in the natural, same in the spirit, when you are in Christ and standing on the promises of God. All right. Number five, our finance. You know I can leave that out by deciding that all of the resources we have ultimate come from God. Everything that we make, but we own, the money come from who? Almighty God. He give us the strength, amen, the talent, amen, to get well, that we are to be managers of it and not own us. See? Always keep it in, put it in God's hand, and keep it in God's hand. All right? And the last one, number six, our future. By deciding to make service to God and man the purpose of our life's works. And with that, I'll take you over to Jeremiah. Pretty familiar passages of scripture that we all know. Jeremiah 29, starting at verse number 11. This is our future. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectant end. See? Then should you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. He'll hear you. See why prayer is so vital, so important in our lives? That's a powerful tool. But you got to open up your mouth and talk to him. Prayer is coming out of your heart. That's what he looked on. It ain't so much of words coming out of your mouth, but, oh, when you come out of your heart, sincere heart, earnest prayer, that's what moves God. Oh, he'll work. While you praying, he's working it out on the outside for you. Okay? Verse 13, and you shall seek me. That go seek again. That seek is serious. And find me. See, when you serious about seeking the Lord, you'll find him. When you shall search for me with all your heart. And guess what? He's not lost. But we are. Or we were. Ain't you glad that he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light? Now you're standing on the promises of God. And the promises said that the enemy will come at you one way, but he got the free seven. He said, no weapon that formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against you, he said he'll settle standing up against it. Can nobody stop your blessing when it's your time? Nobody but you. The more people try to hinder you and try to block you and try to stop you, the more God opened doors. He'll take the roof off the house if that's what it takes. God always has a way that is mighty sweet. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. For he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Verse 14, and I will be found of you. See that? When you search for the Lord with all your heart, said the Lord. See what he told Jeremiah? Tell him. And I will turn away your captivity. See? And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where that I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place where that I cause you to be carried away captive. Look at God standing on the promises of God. Lord, you said it. I believe it. And I know you're able to do it. You're doing it right now. Praise the Lord for me. Oh, you, it's so good. If there be one would like to call in, praise God, and desire prayer, Minister Diane and myself will be more happy, praise God, to pray for you. If they have a question, like she said, or something in the chat box there, praise God, we are more than happy to something been troubling you. It's something that we can help you with. This is what it's all about. See, you're not in it alone. See, we are in it together. And I say again, Minister Diane often say, we are each other's brothers and sisters, keepers. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. All praise God. Jesus' name. Now, Father, I come now to bless you, to glorify you, to give you thanks for your word today, standing on your promises. And we give you glory. Thank you for being our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer. There is nothing that you cannot do. And if someone that don't know you, that listening up under the sound of my voice, don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, I ask you now to touch their heart and mind, that they will surrender and repent and accept you this day as their Lord and Savior and forevermore. And Lord, we give you praise, knowing that there is still room at the altar. And we glorify you for all that you have done. We look to you, who is the author and the finisher, our faith. For there is nobody like thee. Now, Father, we ask you now to continue to bless, oh God, this ministry, Logion International Ministry, that you have made them the head and not the tail. You have put them above and not beneath the doors that you have already opened. We thank you for those that you're going to open. We thank you for how you're yet making ways out of no ways. Oh, we glorify you, sir. And we claim it done by faith of the living God. Thank you for blessing the ministry spiritually, financially, and materially. Thank you for continuously blessing Pastor George Bond. Thank you, oh God, for giving him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to lead, guide, and direct your people. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. Service back in the hands of Minister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. That was an awesome word coming for today. Did you receive that word? Standing on the promises of God. And I'm trusting that you wrote those scriptures down, where he came from. You know, it's time now for us to stand. We stand for everything else except the word of God and his promises. The promise that he has given to us, all the things that he has done for us, that he laid it out there for us. And we do not even go or even believe that is for us. It's time now for us to get our life in order. Stand on the word of God. Stand on the promises of God. Stand on it today. Bishop Porter, I thank you for the word coming forth. May God continue to bless and keep you. May he refill you, he rejuvenate you this day, and that every place that your feet touch, you are blessed today. Because you never fail in bringing forth the word. And like you always tell us, you can study as much as you want and prepare for that message, but when that time comes, God will change that message.
That's what he did to me.
And that's what he said. Not your will, but his will be done.
Amen. Amen.
This, I always love when we have a program. We never lock it in and says, okay, you know, this and this time, this is what's going to happen. You know, we do have a program now, but under that program, it always says that it is subject to change due to the moving of the Holy Spirit. That's what it says. We lock ourselves in a program that you can't allow the Holy Spirit to move. So would you locking yourself in a box, not God, but you're locking yourself in a box? Why? Because you cannot, your mind can wrap around that a God that you haven't seen have laid out promises for you. And that is our problem today. That's why I say when we worship him in spirit and in truth. When you read in the Bible, you just can't read the Bible like, you know, a novel. It is not a novel. Yeah, there is some awesome stories inside there that you'd be like, wow, and they made it through that? They made it through that? So when you look and you see that, you know, they make it through, your situation ain't too hard that you can make it through. What do you believe today? You see, when the children of Israel was coming out of Egypt, they had to believe that God and the leader, I can't even imagine the weight that was on the leader when he saw that Red Sea. He's like, now I bring these people here to die. Take them out of Egypt and look where we at now. But God. If he said he's going to deliver you, he's going to deliver you. But do you believe? Do you believe that you can get out and make it through whatever it is that you're going through today? Stand today. Said the topic, standing on the promises of God. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, go back and listen to it again. Write those scriptures down. Write those keys down that he gave to you. Write them down. Don't take it for granted, people. You can't say, oh, I'm going to remember it. You know, some of our minds ain't like that good at remembering nothing. You remember it just for that short time. I'm a lying bishop.
Nope. You got to write it down.
So we write stuff down. That's what you do. You write stuff down. Get your notebook. I got notebooks. I got pieces of paper. You know, whatever you find at the present time that is close by that you can make your notes on, go ahead, do so. Make your notes. Those are your notes. So if you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and just go ahead and click on the link of the broadcast. If you have not liked and follow our page, go ahead and do so while you're at it. That way you'll know when we post anything, you know, Blog Talk Radio, Prayer Line, Bible Study, whatever it is that we post, you will be connected. Go ahead, hit like and follow. For those of you that are have Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and type in Time to Talk About It. And you can hear whatever episode that you want. For those of you, when you go on Facebook and you click on the link, trust me, that broadcast will play. And when that broadcast is finished, it's going to play another broadcast and another broadcast and another broadcast of Time to Talk About It. And it will stop when you decide, okay, that's enough of the message. I am full till it's running over. I can listen to the rest at another time. Share it with a friend today. Share the word today. God may take you to another level in standing on God's promises. He may take you to another level. He may give you something else referring to that. Allow God to use you today. Be a light in someone's darkness. Amen? Amen. Amen. Join us tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Wolf Prayer Conference Line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's a very important number because not only does that number get you onto the Wailing Wolf prayer line, it gets you onto our Sunday service. If you're driving, you're at work, it also gets you onto Bible study. Again, that number is 712-832-7144, code 33#. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Sunday service. And join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. Again, remember, you're using that 712-832-7144 to get on that Sunday service and to get into Bible study. Share it with a friend today. It's always a blessing to learn more about the word. Amen. Till then, you be blessed.
Struggle from day let God let go, and let God let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.